This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Spagnol Mike is joining us in the studio today, all the way from the UK. So, Spagnol Mike was born in 1997 in Bulawayo in Zim, and he grew up in Botswana in Gaborone. He began his exploring his music at the age of 8, but it was during his freshman year of college that he truly dedicated himself to his craft, merging hip-hop with drill to develop his distinct style. His song Thick, featuring Demi Exodus, skyrocketed to success in Boise in the USA, quickly becoming one of the city's standout tracks. In 2022, Spagnol Mike took significant strides in his music career. He headlined Wave Fest and shared stages with acclaimed artists such as Young Ma, Young Neves, Young Simi, OG Mako, Coco Bangs, and Big Baby Gucci. Additionally, he performed at the celebrated True Fort Music Festival in Boise, solidifying his rising status in the music scene. In a bold move, Spagnol Mike parted with Wave Media Records in 2023 and released his mixtape Beauty and the Beast, showcasing his evolution as an artist and continuing to push the boundaries of his music. So he's joining us today to talk about his music journey, what it's been like. Of course, it's African Month, so we're going to be talking to him about what it's like on his journey, his travel, his experience outside, you know, after he left the homeland. We want to know what he's been doing and getting up to. So, Spagnol Mike, how are you doing?
Hey, Cotton, how you doing?
Thank you so much for joining us. So before we even get into all the details, can you tell us where your name comes from, please?
Well, Spagnol Mike was just like, it was stemmed from my name, Pike. So people used to call me back in high school. And all the time when I moved to the U.S., people used to start to say my full name, so I just ended up going by Pike. But they're mistaken for Mike. So we ended up just saying Spagnol Mike.
So
it's pretty much the same.
Yeah? Okay, cool. Sorry. So, yeah, so we, as long as we got that, you know, we know, it's also a very clear name. It's Spike, not Mike, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, you were born in Zim, you grew up in, mm-hmm. Botswana, you went to school in Swaziland, and now you left us, now you went to the Northern Hemisphere. But how has that, journey been? What has been your experience?
I mean, it's been a lot. Going to different places, just trying to find myself and explore myself has been a challenge. You know, being in different environments, you would think that it would kind of hinder you in a certain way, but at the end of it all, like, it's a positive because you learn about different cultures. So it kind of helps with the music thing when it comes down to it.
Yes, and then how are you incorporating your African history and heritage into everything that you're doing overseas?
I think the main thing for me is definitely like language. You know, I think no one can ever take that away from me. So being able to incorporate some of my own language or even just in slang from back home, I think that's the main thing. Looking out to people like Ricky Rick and Boys and Bucks, they're the ones that kind of influenced me, like maybe kind of, it made it like cool to be African, like be where you're from, you know, like. But it's the lingo, the way you dress, the way you talk. So it's always been a huge thing for me.
Yes. So, and then why hip-hop and drill? Where did this mix come from? How did you find yourself in this music space?
You know, surprisingly, I used to be a huge house fan, you know, house and breaker fan. But my uncle really put me onto hip-hop. Like, he used to pick me up from primary school playing, like, the Jay-Z, the Young Jeezy. So that's when I got into hip-hop. And the drill part was mainly just, I don't know, I just like the beats and just the aggression of it, you know, because I used to play basketball, so they should just add me up for games.
Yeah. So then how do you get into the headspace? What inspires you when you're getting into your music?
Honestly, it's everything that happens around me. The things I see from my friends or whatever's happening in my life, that's usually my motivation. You know, I could wake up one day and feel like, oh, you know what, I may be feeling a bit down today. Let me try and write something that's going to help me feel better, you know. But if I'm rapping or just writing a song that's focused on just being something that's a bit more somber, I try and add like an upbeat to it to try and make it, so it gets so they can at least enjoy, not enjoy, but like just be, it gets you out of that mood of being depressed or being low, you know? So,
yeah.
So most of my songs have been hype.
Mm. Yeah, no, I've been jamming to Gorgeous for weeks now.
It's the best song to get ready to in the morning.
Pardon?
I'm saying it's the best song to get ready to in the morning.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now you've had lots of success with your festivals and your album. Your album. What kind of challenges have you been experiencing? We'll get into all of your success just now, but what are some of the challenges that you've been facing?
I definitely say getting my name out there. You know, that has always been a challenge because I've been moving around a lot. So you feel like you're building something and then you have to leave and go somewhere else. So you always have to constantly start again, reset. You know, so I definitely say that's been the main challenge. But in a way, I'm always trying to work and just connect with people just so I keep it alive and also be able to just maneuver in whatever field it may be or whatever country I'm in, just meet the people, the local people, and just connect with them.
Yeah. And so you're studying now in the UK. So what are you studying and how are you balancing, you know, getting to your first Grammy and deadlines?
Hey, it's tough. I won't even lie to you. I'm doing my master's in organizational and business psychology.
Mm-hmm.
So most people call it IO psychology, industrial organizational. But yeah, just I've always had a thing for psychology, but also business. But being able to understand people is very beneficial no matter what field you're in. So that's kind of what drove me towards that. But yeah, when it comes to the music thing, that's been the biggest challenge. You're trying to find time to record or do shows or promote something. It's always hard trying to, at the same time, trying to write a dissertation. So
yeah, I mean, I can imagine. That's a lot of people do. Maybe it'll inspire another track about, it'll be about the D, but it's about the dissertation.
Right.
So tell me a little bit about your experience in the States. Your festival performances. What has that been? Yeah, what was that like?
Oh, it was amazing. I've never been starstruck until I started doing those shows. You know, being able to see Young and May in front of me, it was a blessing. You know, and that kind of happened because I definitely said I manifested it the year before. Because my goal, like in 2021, was I just graduated. Like, you know what? I just want to put my music out there and be recognized a little more. So my goal for next year is just to perform and just open up shows because I see myself more as a performer than a studio artist. So I love the art, just performing and just being on stage. So that was my main goal. Once that took off, that was just amazing. And it was also very motivational too. You know, seeing a star right in front of you and seeing how close you guys are. Communicating, that was actually like, okay, I can actually do this.
Yeah, and you know, going off your social media, but also just having seen you in person, you are a force on the stage. Because also, Pac-Man Mike is like 7,000 feet tall, and just a complete vibe. So we definitely want to be looking out for your next performances and all these things. You also work with a lot of people. You've got a lot of collaborations. How do you go about that? What has been some of your favorite collaborative experiences?
Honestly, most of them are usually organic. If you look at my roster, I don't really collaborate with a lot of people. Predominantly because I don't want to work with them. I'm always open to it. But it just has to be organic. You know, if we're in the studio together and just we hear a beat and we just start writing things down, that's how I like it compared to just like, hey, I want to send you this. See what you can do, you know? I'd rather know the person before I actually make a song with them. You know, just have a conversation and see where that goes.
Yeah, that's cool. So then I'm going to let you go in a little bit, but what can we expect? What's next? We're going to be waiting for your graduation, for your master's, but what can we look forward to?
More music, and I think more introspective music. I think I've done some of the, you know, turn-ups, but now I want to show you guys I can actually write. Bring out my bars and just, you know, use my pen skills. But so expect a lot more, but a lot more shows now because I'll be done with school. So I'm definitely trying to get back into that. And also going back home and just putting my name out there, you know?
Yeah. And do you, what's one of your like goals? What's the one thing that it, when you hit that, you'd be like, okay, now onto the next thing. But what's the goal at the moment?
For now, I definitely want to say going on tour. Mm. I definitely want to do that. Like I said, I love performing. And being able to do that and travel the world at the same time, that would be amazing.
Yeah, and you can come and see us here in Durban. You can come and do a performance for us.
But tell them to book me, yo. Like, come on.
Yeah, we'll have to make sure we can afford you by the time you get here.
All right.
Yeah, cool. So where can we find you? You're obviously on Spotify. Where else can we get in touch with you?
So on all platforms, I'm Pike Not Mike. That's PikeNotMike.
Right. Yeah, so you're on Instagram, Facebook,
Twitter, Facebook, everything.
Okay.
MSN, email.
Yeah. Skype. Yeah. For what is it? What do the bios say? For business or for whatever email? Yeah. Okay. Cool. Thank you so much for talking to us. And yeah, we'll be watching the space.
Oh, I appreciate you. It's what you guys are doing too. I love the music. I love what you guys are doing. So keep that up.
Oh, thank you so much. We've been talking to...
This is an MUT Radio podcast.